Over the last few weeks, we've been taking a closer look at some of the stories that make up Tāmaki Herengawaka, Stories of Auckland exhibition, the new exhibition at Auckland Museum. Today, we're joined by Josefa Enari. Josefa is the founder and artistic director of Pacific Dance NZ, the national organisation established in 2010 for the development of New Zealand's Pacific dance industry. He was named as a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit in 2020 for his services to Pacific dance. Now, PIC Newton is known as the Mother Church, the first, oldest, largest and only PIC that caters for four ethnic groups, Samoan, Cook Island, New Wayan, and its young people through English-speaking group. It has given refuge, strength and identity to generations of Pasifika in Auckland. The late Epiphithian was a stylish figure who taught many prominent singers as the choir mistress at PIC Newton, some of who performed in the choir, including her nephew, Josefa Enari, as well as the legendary Yandel sisters, who were also choir members and music students of Mrs. Phithian. The crimson church gown worn by Epi is now on display as part of Tāmaki Herengawaka. Josefa Enari joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Mārosui for, and thank you so much for your time today, Josefa.
Mārosui for, Brian. Thank you very much for having me. Tālofa to all the listeners.
Tālofa lover indeed. Now, firstly, can you give us an overview of the display of your legendary late aunt Epi as part of the new exhibition at Auckland Museum, please?
Yes, I just want to acknowledge that in the church PIC had its 75th anniversary a couple of years ago. And one of the things that Langi Tuitama led was the creation of a museum of all the artifacts that have been involved in the church. So that was really the birth of this exhibition idea. We had those gowns in my mother's spare room. It'd been there for so many years, and so I wanted to donate it to the church as part of their exhibition. What happened was Auckland Museum came to our museum exhibition, our church one, and asked Langi whether they could contact me and whether I'd be interested in putting the gown forward, because the exhibition celebrates 180 years of Auckland as a city. And people, I don't know if they know this, but Auckland was formed in 1840 when the Treaty of Waitangi was signed. Auckland became Auckland. So the exhibition was to mark Auckland's contribution to the country, and in particular, the many, many ethnic groups that make up Auckland. So there was a focus on Karangi Happy Road, which used to be a red light district and is now a bit more sort of gentrified. But one of the original buildings on that road on Edinburgh Street was the PIPC, the Pacific Island Presbyterian Church. And that church, celebrating its 75th, bought a lot of things out, from everything from wedding registrations and birth certificates and death certificates. And one of the things that was very central to it was the role of music, choral music in the church, and the function of having a church with many different choirs. And that's why the gown came to be at the museum, at our church museum, and is now represents the story of PIC at the Auckland Museum.
Josefa, talk to me, describe to me this beautiful lady, Epiphithian, and, you know, the role, significant role that she played, you know, in the PIC Church in Newton, I understand, in the 60s, please.
So our great aunt, Epiphithian Ni Enari, was her maiden name, was the very first woman scholarshiped from Samoa to attend Teachers Training College here in New Zealand. She is regarded as the very first female Samoan teacher. And in her days, in the 1940s, most teachers in Samoa were white people. So we're very proud of our great aunt's contribution to education and to women and the study of education that was made possible for women. My aunt returned to Samoa after gaining her degree here as the first ever woman of Samoan descent to graduate as a school teacher and became a school principal in Samoa. And she taught many, many people. I have 80-year-old people who remembered her because she was the principal. And in those days, principals were white people. This is before independence. And they were usually British, Australian, New Zealanders. So she has a very big role in Samoan history. She was very into music. She has what we call perfect pitch. It's not an uncommon thing, but it's when she hears the sound in her ear and she knows exactly what note that is. And that's one of the things the Yandel sisters talk about is when she used to teach them was her perfect pitch in terms of getting harmonies right. If you look at many old photos of PIC, our great aunt is the only woman standing there because even theology was very male dominated. And our great aunt became one of the very few women that stood in those images and photos with the great likes of Reverend Chalice and all the old theologians, ministers. She was also the very first woman lay preacher to actually give a service in Samoa in her day. So we're incredibly proud of what that gown represents to us as a family and as a village.
Rightly so. An incredible life lived. Sefa, for you, the family, and of course for the wider PIC community, to have your auntie's gown, you know, as part of the Tāmaki Heringa Waka Stories of Auckland exhibition, what is that like for you and the family in particular?
I think for us, it is a very honour. It's a big honour for us to lift our church and lift the faith that keeps Samoan people who they are. We are founded on God and we acknowledge the church and its role in our family. So for us, our life has been of service to our church. And I just wanted to just make one correction, Brian. PIC in its day was the largest Presbyterian church in the country. So it's not only the largest Pacific Island one, it was the largest Presbyterian church. Our Sunday school was at 600 young children in its heyday. We were more than just a church as well, it was a social service. We had many migrants that came, could not speak English. They needed help to fill out rental agreements, to fill out documents, to fill out employment agreements. And so our church was the beacon of that. Our reverend fathers used to walk the streets, pick up our people who were on the streets, bring them into the church, go down to the wharf and pick them up on the matua, of which our great grand aunt came from as well. So the church is more than just a place of worship and commune for us. It is a hub. It is a village, and it's a village that looked after our ancestors when they came over. So it's an honour for us to serve the church and to lift the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Lord over our families.
And finally, Josefa, for you personally, the influence of your late aunt Epi on, you know, the career path that you chose, which of course you have had your, you know, own great success.
Oh, thank you for that. I'm just very blessed because I came from a family that really appreciated the arts and understood the power of the arts and the healing that singing and art making can have on your life. And so I'm just very proud that a family like mine, who are very educated focused and theology focused, sort of did a modern break and allowed people like myself, my uncle, the late Josefa, who was the opera singer, allowed us to go and pursue that. I think it's a sign of the times that, careers are opening up for our people. And I think about sports as being the closest thing to the arts, that it's not your conventional, it's not your conventional job, but it is a profession that you can pursue and make a decent living out of.
your Sefer in Nari. Sefer, it's been such a pleasure and a blessing speaking with you and sharing especially about this wonderful woman, Epi, and the, you know, the influence that she had on future generations, including yourself, and of which you continue that great legacy. We so greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time today. God bless. Iamanuia.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Brian. Iamanuia.
Iamanuia.